Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in a way that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize the risk in the stock market. Welcome back to the podcast episode. So in today's podcast episode, guys, I'd like to share with you my technical analysis for the S&P 500, right? As always on Friday, I'll be talking about my analysis for the S&P 500, right? So if you take a look at the weekly time frame for the S&P 500, this week we have so far we have experienced quite a bit of drawdown and volatility in the markets, right? So one way to check on the volatility of the markets is to take a look at the VIX, right? So the VIX, the ticker symbol for VIX is also is known as the VIX, right? So if you key in the VIX into your charting platform, you'll see the price chart for the VIX. And the VIX is also known as the fear index, right? So when there's an increase in fear in the markets and there's an increase in volatility, the VIX will tend to spike up, right? And conversely, when there's lower volatility and when there's lesser fear in the markets relatively, then the VIX will tend to go down, right? So one way to check on the volatility of the market right now is to take a look at the VIX. And if you take a look at the VIX in the recent days, the VIX has spiked up, right? So this tells us that there's obviously an increase in volatility in the market. And if you take a look at the S&P 500, this week we have quite a bit of a drawdown. And it's also, if you follow one of my previous podcast episode, I did mention that as we approach towards the end, the last quarter, historically it has been shown that the markets tend to be a bit more volatile during this period, especially during the earlier part of the last quarter. And for this year, we also have the US elections, and it's also plays a part in the increase in volatility, and with the virus situation going on, there's a bit more uncertainties in the market, and that is why we are seeing an increase in fear and an increase in volatility in the markets, right? So that is also why you can see the VIX spiking up during this period of time, right? So that's a bit of a quick update on the market. So right now, if we take a look at the SPY, or the S&P 500, and we take a look at the daily time frame, you'll see that on Wednesday, right? So on Wednesday, prices get down by quite a bit. Then even though prices manage to push up, but at the end of the day, the sellers start to take back control and push prices back down, right? So Wednesday was especially bullish day, and right, so far for this week, we are down for the week, right? So we have one more trading session, which is today. So we'll see how it plays out, right? But then right now, so far, unless the S&P 500 hasn't given me a confirmation that we are reversing trend, right? So even though in the past couple of weeks and past couple of trading sessions, we see that the S&P 500 has taken quite a beating. And I'm definitely not as bullish as before, but I still remain overall bullish until the market provides me a confirmation signal. So what is this confirmation signal that I'm looking at, right? So there are a couple, right? But one of the technical signal that I'm taking a look at is this price level of around 320, right? So if prices manage to hold up against the price level of 320, then I'm still overall bullish, even though I'm not too bullish right now because there's an increase in volatility and everything, but the overall trend is, for me, is still bullish until prices break below the price level of around 320, right? And the reason is this: if you take a look at your price chart, you'll notice that the price level of around 320 is a very important support and resistance level, right? So it depends on how prices approach the level, right? So if prices approach this level from above, then we say that it's a support level. But if prices approach that level from below, then we say it's a resistance level. So this level or this zone is an area of interest, right? And right now, we are actually forming a bit of a double top pattern, right? But a double top pattern is a bearish candlestick or chart pattern, right? So but right now it's not yet fully formed, and that is why I say it's only fully formed if prices break below the level of 320, and that's why I'm taking a look at this level of around 320, because if prices do break below that, then it confirms a double top pattern, and then it's also a very bearish signal, right? So that's something I'm taking a look out for the S&P 500, and hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode. And just a quick pointer to take note is this, right? If right now you guys are having a bit more trouble trading or investing in the market because there's increase in volatility, just understand that it's perfectly all right not to trade during this period, right? I mean, because with an increased volatility, there's a higher chance that your stop gets taken out, and then you get whipsaw from your trade and everything, right? So sometimes the best thing to do is not trade at all. So I've been definitely reducing my trading during this past couple of weeks because I've known that the market is a bit more volatile, and then the trading system and strategies that I use catered for more towards a more trending market, right? And right now the markets are not trending very nicely, so I'm just cutting back on my trading, right? So that's another point to take note, right? You don't have to trade all the time. You just have to trade according to your system and your strategy, right? So if your trading system and strategy is catered to increase in during times of increased volatility and ranging markets, then you can continue to trade because right now is a good time, right? But if you're following more of a trend following system, then right now it's not a very good time to use your trading system because the markets are not trending, right? So that's another thing to take note, right? So hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week. To your financial success.